Uganda has a vibrant drinking culture, and bars are a great place to gauge the country's political mood. When friends and family get together these days, the conversation often comes back to why President Yoweri Museveni fell out with his longtime friend, Amama Mbabazi. And everyone has an opinion.
In politics, they go to those positions in the name of helping the citizens, but it's for their own interest.
I believe at the end of the day, His Excellency will definitely win this one. It's not a topic for debate. We've seen him go through this with several other close friends of his.
For us who have known one president, we would be interested in change, and our interest is a peaceful transition.
I think this is a fundamental change in the politics of our country.
That's President Museveni at his swearing-in 28 years ago. The relationship between the two men goes back even further. For a long time, Mbabazi was seen as Museveni's go-to guy, a strategist and mobilizer of both money and support since the 1970s when they fought to oust Idi Amin. On taking power in 1986, they continued to work closely. Mbabazi was dubbed the super minister, but now he's a regular MP far from the center of power. But not everyone thinks the former prime minister is down and out. Businja Kabumba, a law lecturer at Makerere University, says he has shown strength where his boss has displayed weakness.
The major strength of the president is the aura of invincibility. The idea that it's even criminal, it's almost a fool's errand to even think of challenging him. I think Mbabazi's major success so far has been to break or begin to shatter that aura of invisibility. If you have a president who should really be above the fray, should be appear omnipotent, react in a sort of a panic to this, not even declare expressly declared intention of stand, I think it gives Mbabazi that stronger position.
But he handled the challenge, he sacked him. To call that weakness is a new understanding of that particular word.
That's John Nagenda, President Museveni's senior advisor on the media and public relations. He says even though Mbabazi still holds the powerful position of Secretary General in the ruling National Resistance Movement, the drama will blow over in a couple of months.
The people at the top of the movement party would all have been very much in favor of this happening. And many of them were amazed that it took so long. I think the president will sometimes give you a little bit of latitude. Others may call it a rope to hang yourself by. But in the end, what he did has not amazed anybody, has not ruffled the feathers of anybody in the leadership positions in our movement party.
Amama Mbabazi might make a run for the top job, he might not. This is all part of the build-up to 2016 elections. At a time when opposition parties are seen as weak, political analysts say the strongest challenge to President Museveni could come from within his NRM party.